afternoon, and welcome to our first edition of the End of the Trenches show with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. I'm John Coffey. We'll be with you for the next 30 minutes as we'll be talking Bearcat football and other things surrounding Northwest Missouri State football as well as Division II football here this evening as well. Our guest tonight will be Rod Barr, director of the School of Agriculture Sciences at Northwest Missouri State. But more importantly, Rod's been a familiar fixture on the sidelines at Bearcat football games throughout the years, covering the Bearcats in numerous capacities. We'll be talking to Rod Barr about that, as well as a good friend not only to us but to Rod and Division II football overall, Brandon Meisner, who suffered a stroke late this spring. And just talk a lot about what Brandon has done as far as really helping spread the word of Division II football and what he's done with that website, d2football.com, and what that means not only to folks in Maryville but also around the nation that follow Division II football. So we'll be talking about that coming up as well. And look at just a little bit toward what's taking place this Saturday night as Northwest Missouri State will be on the road for their first road game of the year. They head out to Kearney, Nebraska to face Nebraska Kearney. That will be a 7 o'clock kickoff, and we'll have that broadcast for you right here on KXCB, KRNW, and the rest of the Bearcat Radio Network beginning at 6 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. So all that's coming up on our show. We'll be back, and we'll have more for you from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville right after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and Altar and Home. More at conceptionabbey.org.
In the Trenches on KXCV KRNW is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW In the Trenches program here from A&G Restaurant in Maryville. We're broadcasting live and joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. And Rich, it's early September. That means into the trenches here at A&G.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice being outside on the patio. Almost made you audible there to start things. All of our practice stuff is an hour later this year. So what used to be an easy trip over here for me at 6 o'clock, I literally ran off the field and jumped in my truck. So hopefully you got a pinch hitter or something if you need it.
All right, sounds good. And really, when you talk about, let's talk maybe a little bit about practice session here. I mean, one of the things that this really first full week of sessions that you look at after getting a Thursday game out of the way, then you get to what's really more of a routine schedule as you get back to Saturday games throughout the rest of the season. How good is it from a standpoint of a coaching staff to be able to get into this set routine?
Yeah, it's gonna probably be another week because everything's been a little bit different. But yeah, it's nice to get back on schedule, get ready to do things kind of the normal way, and just get the kids in a generalized routine. So, yeah, been a good week of practice.
And really, you can't really beat the weather that you've had, not only for this week, but throughout the entire fall camp and everything.
No, really, for most of fall, the weather's been extremely cooperative. You know, the humidity hasn't been bad. I worry a little bit about a couple of those southern jaunts that we have to make, you know, a couple weeks going down to Joplin, things like that. But, you know, right now the weather's cooperative.
And I imagine that really has to help out as far as trying to get things implemented that you like to implement this time of year.
Yeah, you know, it's you can practice a little harder, you can practice a little longer, you can push them a little harder. So that's been good.
As far as the way that the spring fall semester started too, has that helped a little bit as far as organizing the way the fall camp ended and getting acclimated to what you want to do with your practices?
You know, it was a little bit different in the sense I'm not going to say good or bad. It was different. I really felt like the the 3 weeks of not having school was good. It was a little bit strange to go into the first week of classes and have a football game on Thursday night, because for us, you know, Monday night being a, you know, was already Tuesday. And so it was kind of a little bit of a change there, but kind of is what it is each and every year.
You know, one thing I haven't had a chance to talk to you about as we kind of got through the first game and everything, but one of your players really getting some great recognition nationwide before the season even starts, and Khalil Smith being named to that Senior Bowl watch list. And I imagine that's something you feel very good about.
Yeah, you know, Khalil's a great story just because, you know, he came to Northwest from Fort Osage High School as a walk-on. And, you know, just played himself onto the field. Has been a three-time all-conference player for us. He's been, you know, extremely solid. You know, he's kind of what Bearcat football embodies.
And one thing, too, when you look at his stats, sometimes they don't stand out like maybe some other, just because they don't throw on his side of the field
pretty
often.
Yeah, that's the tough thing about playing corner is they got to throw it at you for you to have stats. And, you know, people definitely know who he is. This week we've had five or six NFL scouts in to talk to us about him, and you know, so they definitely know who he is.
Again, we're broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville on the first edition of In the Trenches with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. We'll come back and we'll bring in Rod Barr, who, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, director of the School of Agriculture Sciences at Northwest Missouri State. But again, he's been a familiar fixture on the sidelines as well for Bearcat football, and we'll be back and bring Rod into the program right after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports the Bearcats. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at MaryvilleForum.com or at 660-562-2424.
In the Trenches on KXCV KRNW is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
Welcome back to A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville on In the Trenches. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, we have Rod Barr with us, along with the head coach of the Bearcats and Rich Wright. And one of the reasons we're bringing in Rod is to honor a person who is a friend to Northwest Missouri State football, but just to a friend of everything Division II in football, and Brandon Meiser. As I mentioned at the outset of the show, he unfortunately suffered a stroke in late spring, is recovering from that. But first of all, Rich, when you think of what Brandon Meiser really means to Division II football, what comes to mind to you?
I mean, he really, and I'm not trying to overstate this, put Division II football on the map. I mean, you know, just with his website and his work and his lobbying and just his passion that he brought to this level of football, and I think it kind of began for him as a student when he was here. And, you know, it was the same kind of window as we started to get good as a football program. And, you know, it's amazing what, you know, I think a lot of times in life we look at things and say, what difference can one person make? He was transformational in the coverage and the notoriety of what our level of football, our brand of football, brought in totality to college football. And without him, it would not be the same as what it is today.
You know, Rod, talking with you a little bit before the show came on, my memory of national coverage for Division II football. Might have been in those early years of the internet. USA Today, I think, had on their website a columnist who would write about Division II football from week to week, but it was so hard to find that link on their website and to get the consistency that Brandon since been able to see a need and make it for Division II football.
Right, and I think part of that, you know, is Brandon had that passion early on and saw, had the vision for or where to take D2 football. Even in a lot of the preseason magazines, there'd be a short blurb about D2 from somebody that probably had never seen a D2 football game. And Brandon collected a tremendous networker and brought a lot of people together early on to talk D2 football. And he really took it to the next level. And I would agree with Coach that, you know, without him, I don't know where D2 football would be. I really don't. It's one that everybody in D2 football knows Brandon Meisner, mm-hmm. and that's you know, a salute to Brandon.
It really is. And also, I think we're blessed in Division II football, too, with a lot of great sports information directors around the country. But I think he's kind of brought them together to a large degree as well.
Oh, absolutely. I think he elevated the game there because he was asking them to do some things that they had never done before. I was fortunate to get to know Brandon early on back in the late 90s, standing in line at a Pitt State football game. And we just became friends, and we traveled all over the country together. Brandon had an idea of doing a preseason magazine just for D2 football. And we did that for 3 years. And I think that elevated the work of the sports information directors. And he would talk to SIDs and say, hey, if you want to be covered, I need quality information. And that really helped. And Brandon wasn't afraid to reach out to people that he knew to ask to say, hey, what can we do to make D2 football a bigger deal? And that's really where it's gotten to.
And I'd interject, too. I mean, you know, Brandon wasn't getting rich doing this. You know, this was really just a passion for him. And, you know, just the games that he would travel to and the rivalries he would go to, because he had an understanding in totality of what Division II football was. It wasn't – I think it really had its inception in the MIAA. And covering this, you know, I remember Bearcat Blitz when I first got back and some of those things. But, I mean – it was really a passion to put Division II football to the forefront. And, you know, as technology advanced and things advanced, things like podcasts and the regional things and discussions, and he just created so much conversation about our level of football on a national level that I don't think it can be understated.
And I really think, too, along that line, it helped people really appreciate the brand of football that you play at Division II level, that it is not something that's inferior, that it is of just some great football being played at this level.
No doubt. No doubt.
Absolutely. And I think those discussions, sitting back and watching Brandon talk D2 football to somebody that may not be as familiar with D2 football, it wasn't any different than FCS or FBS. It really wasn't. He tried to make sure that to elevate, and that was really what it was all about. It wasn't just about Northwest. That was fun for me, being traveling to as many national championship games that didn't involve Northwest with him, to watch his passion to make sure that it was coverage for everybody. And we'd have a lot of conversations about that on the road.
Imagine just the conversation you had with him just overall were pretty entertaining.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. I mean, we would rank who's the best athletic director in different conferences, or who you know, we'd have great conversations about Bearcat football a lot of times too, and make an all history list and have tremendous conversations. And then we'd talk a little bit of classic rock. He knows a lot of stuff, and it was amazing. One of the funniest stories with Brandon, we flew to Seattle, Washington, for the Central Washington game. We land early afternoon, and Brandon goes, "I've never been to the ocean." let's drive to the ocean. Well, from Seattle, it's 2 hours, and we did. And we drove out. He got to see the ocean the first time. He was really excited. We drove up and down the beach a couple times, and we came back to Seattle, so, and then drove to Ellensburg. So it was, you know, but some of those trips, those are great memories that we've got, and it's just, it's too bad what happened, but life goes on, and hopefully he'll get better and go with it. Got to visit with him a couple weeks ago, and we were talking Bearcat football, and we're talking Division II football. So we'll see what the future leads, but we're hoping the best for him.
You know, one thing to talk about too. You talked about that publication that you did for 3 years, and I think you worked very hard on that, along with Brandon. That you guys can feel very proud about that publication. It was, in my opinion, as good as the old Street and Smith College Football Yearbooks, or what Athlon, or any of those that have been put out.
Well, thank you, John, and we did. I mean, that was a labor of love that we put in, and Brandon's like, hey, I need to find somebody to do this. I had a little bit of knowledge about InDesign, and I got a lot more, but it was just a labor of love to work together and to make it a quality publication. Everything that Brandon does is going to be quality. There's no doubt about that. He's very much detail oriented. And amazing to, you know, traveling with him and the number of hours, the late nights and early mornings that he would put in after a game just to make sure that the site was up and going, you know. And it's glad to see that some of the guys are carrying that on. Yeah, we've had to give up a few things, you know, the D2 scoreboard. That's one thing that the person that did that was Brandon. I mean, he'd sit behind the computer all day on a Saturday, and he would have one other individual, and they would update scores. And that's one thing that has gotten put on the back burner at this point. But hopefully it'll come back. I know I used it a lot to keep up on games on the sidelines when I was out down shooting photos. So
I know from a broadcaster standpoint, what he does with that site's just valuable for us as far as prep work leading into games that just never was there before.
Right, and I'm really happy to say that, you know, we've got a couple of guys, Chuck Mittner and Matt Witwicky, have picked up the ball and are really running with it and covering some of the bases for us on that. And I've offered to help as well, just to make sure that we can continue what Brandon would want to happen. And it, just in his absence at this point, we're doing it. They've got the Sunday night show. I watched it the other night. Only thing is, Brandon isn't there, sitting there. He was actually on the message board part of that, giving him some static. So that was pretty good on Sunday night to see him being interactive there with that. And, you know, with a lot of the podcasts that they're doing, or their the videos and those kind of things, it's pretty cool the content that they're driving. And part of that was Brandon had developed the network, trying to get, you know, yeah, he was the person that was organizing it, but he was getting people to volunteer their time to make sure that this was a quality site that does D2 football right, and that's where we're at. So.
And Rich, from a coach's standpoint, how do coaches, not only yourself, but other coaches around the nation, Division II football, use the site to your advantage?
Oh, it's, you know, it's all encompassing. I mean, from the time I got back here in 2004 with Coach T, and, you know, my time with AD and myself, I mean, just, okay, so where are we in the region, Brandon? You know, what's going on in the East? You know, who are the teams out of this? You know, there was a consistent dialogue. And I guess to piggyback what Rod's saying is the grassroots movement that he took. I mean, he was smart enough to figure out that he wasn't going to be able to cover this entire entity by himself. So what he found is he found different people all across the country that were equally as passionate about it as he was. And that's what made it great, you know. And just, you know, just his insight and his knowledge was astounding.
I think I only saw Brandon surprised one time, and that was coming back from Shadron. We're coming through Lincoln, and he got a phone call that we might get to host the playoff game coming up against Grand Valley.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, there's no way, because he'd been into it. He'd gotten into the numbers. He didn't think, and that's about the only time I've ever seen Brandon surprised in D2 football. He knows the people, and has had had conversations and had people calculating numbers, but that was a surprise for him, and that was kind of fun because I know exactly where we were on the highway coming back. I know exactly where it was, so it's kind of fun.
You know, one thing from our standpoint, a lot of time, especially in the last several years, it seems like we have more weather delays from game to game. And once we go into a weather delay, I look back, and Brandon's kind of right behind us, and he's ready to go on
the
air.
He can fill a little time, can't he?
Oh, my
goodness. Afraid to talk.
And, you know, some of those segments are the most popular that we hear from every year, just the fact he gets on. And the memory he has of even minute details out of certain games is just unbelievable that he just can bring out.
Yep.
That's fun. And visiting with him, being able to talk about some of those memories, you know, and that's last 2 weeks ago when we were able to visit with him. We thought we were only going to stay about 30 to 40 minutes, and we ended up staying 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
It was talking about memories. And so I think that's the biggest thing to take away is the connections you make, even in no matter what the situation is. Those connections are still there, and the friendships are still there. And again, we hope and pray the best for him.
And Rich, I think the football team is just doing a neat thing this year in honoring Brandon with that decal on their helmets.
Yeah, and it wasn't, you know, it really wasn't a decal. It was about the person, you know, and just how much he's influenced and shaped Division II football. And we felt like going into the season that it was the appropriate thing to do. And I just want him to know he's in everybody's thoughts and prayers here in Maryville. And, you know, what a good friend he's been to me over the years. I've had probably hundreds of conversations with him over the years in the 20-plus years I've been in Maryville. And just really appreciate his friendship and his insight and just his dedication to this level of ball.
Yeah, I think that's one thing in particular about Brandon. If you're a friend of his, you're a friend for life with Brandon as well.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt. It's funny stories that pop up. I don't know. I'd known Brandon 5-6 years, and we were up at UNO, and one of the UNO fans were kind of getting a little pushy with some of our fans, and he turned to me and says, "Hold my billfold." And I said, "Why?" And he says, "Well, if I end up in jail," he goes, "I want somebody to have my contact information." And he was joking, but it was kind of funny looking back at some of those things that he really, really, and genuine care. I think that's the other thing is he'd do anything for anybody, anytime. And
yep.
That's the big part of it. A big heart and a great, great, great individual.
Absolutely.
And Rich, one other thing about Brandon that I think says a lot to his character, he tends to be a pretty good Cardinal fan as well.
He's a big baseball fan. Yeah. I was actually going to bring it up, but we kind of went down a different rabbit hole. But I think that's attributed to his memory and stuff like that. I mean, he's a big baseball fan. He had a nephew, right, that he coached his team and helped him along. And just always wanted to be involved in athletics, and I think that's awesome.
Again, we've been talking about Brandon Meisner, who is the founder of D2Football.com, a Northwest Missouri State graduate, and just really a friend to Division II football and just to everyone. So,
yeah, I'm not sure. You know, Rod said it earlier. I'll just reiterate it, is that I don't know anybody in Division II football that doesn't know who he is, and I just think that speaks volumes about what he's been able to accomplish in the last 20-plus years.
We'll be back, and we've got more coming up from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville right after this.
Support for KXEV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat Fanwear, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
In the Trenches on KXCV KRNW is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
Welcome back to A&G Restaurant on In the Trenches with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. And Rich, your first long road trip of the season coming up. And one of the things I don't think we've ever fully talked about as far as going on these road trips is it's just not a matter of just hopping on the bus and heading out to Kearney or wherever you're going. There's a lot of details that have to really go into making sure things go off as planned on one of these trips.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, so give you an example tomorrow. Kids are done with classes, so they've got to be done with class at 11 o'clock because we have meetings at 11:30. So something has to go out to all the professors, letting them know they're going to be out of class. You know, we go through the practice schedule, then we've got to organize lunch, then we got to get on the bus, then we got to go. We're headed to York, Nebraska. We arrive at 5:30, have to have the hotel reservations. You know, so there's a lot of different things that go into going out on the road. That several members of my staff help tremendously with. Mike Cunningham is instrumental in our travel in terms of making sure we have pregame, we have postgame, we have just all the things that we need. I have to take a litany of different things out on the road. Video projectors, you know, making sure we've got our computers, the ability to watch film, just Bearcat equipment, taking all the extra stuff that we need. So, yeah, there's a long list of packing items.
How has technology changed in that aspect of things? Are there more things to pack because of technology, or is it just a different type of things that you pack?
Probably more a different type of things, but the technology has changed things dramatically. Everything up to, you know, a week ago for the first time ever, we had replay on our sidelines. And, you know, that was a learning curve in and of itself, just trying to figure out how that worked. The first time they put an iPad in our hands was actually during the game. So, you know, and it was showing live, and you're having to go back 8, 9, 10, 12 snaps to try and figure out where you're at. But technology has definitely changed things. You know, I can remember, I joke around with different people, is back in the day, you know, after we played a game, it was, you know, so if we were playing, I'll use Mankato for an example, and South Dakota State was week two, which we did a lot of different times. It was one of us GAs actually physically getting in a car and meeting them halfway to do the film exchange, where now it's push a button and it's done. So I tell the GAs all the time, they have it a lot easier than what we did.
Yeah, and especially that'd be tough to do now with the way the conference has expanded too. That's some long trips.
There's some long trips, there's no doubt about it.
Now again, you face Nebraska Kearney coming up, both teams with a game under your belt. What are some of the initial things you think about with this matchup?
You know, first of all, you know, it's been just dispelling what our, you know, so a year ago they came in at the end of the season and they didn't have a good year, and you know, we kind of got up on them early and kind of rolled. Well, it's a different year, you know, just as we're different, they're different too. And you know, they've got some confidence, you know, after winning a game week one. And we're gonna have to go to Kearney and play well. There's three places that I tell everybody, you know, you better bring your A game, that tend to be difficult places over a long period of time to play, and one of those places is Kearney. You know, for whatever reason, when we go to Hayes, we go to Kearney, we go to UCO, those always tend to be dogfights. And so, you know, we just have to take care of ourselves. The biggest thing is that we've got to make a stark improvement in how we start a football game on both sides of the football. Helps a little bit to have some tape, you know, and some familiarity with what a team is this year and what they're doing, but you know, the bottom line is we gotta come out firing on all cylinders.
All right. Well, Rich, it's always great to have you here on the show, and the first of many coming up this year.
There you go. Have a good one, John.
All right, you bet. That is the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. I'll be back and wrap things up right after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. In the Trenches on KXCV KRNW is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to A&G as we wrap up the first edition of In the Trenches with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. Don't forget, coming up on Saturday evening, it's Northwest football, Northwest and Nebraska Kearney. 7 o'clock is kickoff time. We'll be on there at 6 o'clock with our pregame activities with Bearcat Game Day. Thanks to everyone involved with their broadcast. Again, thanks to Rob Bard for being our guest this week. I'm John Coffey, and so long from A&G.